Chris Tomlin, WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. It's 5:45. And I'll be honest, I wrestle this morning with the tragedy in Waukesha, whether we go with our usual Make Us Laugh Monday. We're going to just because it helps us. Laughter's a good medicine, it says in Proverbs. I believe that's the case. But five dead, countless others injured. A Waukesha Christmas parade, somebody driving an SUV into the crowd. I mean, horrible. And we'll continue to be reporting on this, I'm sure, in our network news, our regional news throughout the morning, throughout the day. WWIB. In fact, Zach Wycheck, who's here this morning training, he says his mom's from Waukesha. So we'll get and news some of the folks there. Our buddy Jason Cairns is on the line. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, difficult backdrop to that, but I want to, for the bulk of our time, get to something that you invited people to do on Saturday, and I think they were pretty receptive to in terms of sharing things that were beautiful. So that was good, but I want to say my wife and I were at Faith Free Church in Stanley yesterday and had a great time. She shared largely on Teamwork Africa. We both did downstairs after the service. Thank you so much for the pizza lunch and the cookies. It was fantastic. And the great fellowship. And as I'm leaving, Lauren, one of the elders there, I've known Lauren over the years, on a Packer-Viking Sunday, and his team went on to win. Way to go. Congratulations, Lauren. But Lauren made a point. He said, Mark, I got a problem with the morning show. I said, what is it? Uh-oh. And you kind of brace yourself. And he said, the best 5 minutes of the day needs to be 10 to 15 minutes. So that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that is nice. That's a wonderful statement. You know, we've often said an hour or two would be great.
He works in Chippewa Falls, and he makes a point to be in his vehicle before 5:45 to make sure he catches it. And he has not yet, but he is right on the precipice of ordering himself a copy of the 600-page tome, Letters to the Beloved. So he's quite taken with this devotional commentary he's heard described. So how about that?
That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, I'm really happy with it. I'm actually sitting with it open in front of me this morning, and I'm just getting into the Sermon on the Mount again. And, you know, for me, it really opens up Scripture in fresh ways. It has for me, and I really hope it can for other people as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Interesting. Yeah, you know, it kind of the idea of reading reading the Scripture, and he even echoed that back. He's like, hey, I understand it as, something that is a supplement, you know, kind of a devotion and a commentary, and you bring those both together. So, hey, still read Scripture, as Larry Crabb said, with 66 love letters. But he himself, Larry, liked to go back and read the dialogue that he constructed based on the Word about an imagined conversation with God as well, so. All right,
absolutely.
You shared something on Facebook Saturday about share comments regarding beauty that you see, right?
Yeah, so I had written on Saturday. I said I'm feeling disoriented today. I'm wanting to lash out at the world. I want to right all of the wrongs because, of course, I possess a perfect sense of justice. Sarcastically, I added that part.
Yeah.
I've written and deleted several things today, but what I keep hearing as I listen to the Spirit is breathe, focus on what is good, true, and beautiful. And so I said, friends, will you share something beautiful with me today? A song, a poem, a quote, a picture, anything. Let light shine in the darkness. And so people rose to the task. There were 86 comments that ended up showing up on the post, which was wonderful.
Yeah,
it was, you know, and there were songs, there were poems, there were comics, there were sweet moments people had with their kids and grandkids. I mean, it was really just a neat thing. And I probably need to do that more often just to be reminded of God's goodness, truth, and beauty. So,
And that was fantastic. I guess it kind of couldn't help but remind me of the Brian Zahn book, Beauty Will Save the World, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, I think that we live in, again, the stuff in Waukesha is a reminder that there is so much ugliness out in the world. And, you know, we don't have to go very far out in the world or often within our own homes to find evidence of brokenness and woundedness. And it can make us angry, and it can make us sad, and it, like I had said, make us feel disoriented. And again, the truth that we need to find rests in Christ, right? And, mm-hmm. And in his reconciling the world. And so for me, we look to the ways in which God's beauty is showing up. And sometimes I think we need to be intentional about inviting that.
Well, and what I offered up was a video of the Twilight Paris song I'm going to play right now, How Beautiful. So you were asking for something beautiful.
Yeah.
And that does tie in the Christ element there. So we've got that this morning. Come out of the best 5 minutes. God's grace. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Short week for us this week. The two of us, Jason and I, will be here Monday through Wednesday. And we'll turn it over to the capable hands of Josh Stream on Thursday and Friday here. WWIB. We have our buddy Drew on the line from the great state of Michigan. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Drew.
That car is so cheap, I could afford it.
I was going to joke that you could afford it on your interim pastor salary.
But I wasn't sure if that's okay joke. Detroit cheap. I could really.
Yeah. I'm so excited, Drew. Okay, this is not part of the Make Us Laugh Monday, but I'm going to visit my son in Detroit. I just Googled the directions from your church. It's 11 minutes away.
Oh, wow. That's very close.
I know.
Stop in and see the free comedy show.
So we're going to meet face to face. Get ready for disappointment.
Wow.
But anyway, let's move on.
No, it's going to be great. Hey, you guys, Thanksgiving is Thursday. Plans? I'm going to my sister's, so I'm going to be down there.
I'm going to make a turkey dinner that is staggeringly beautiful and delicious.
Fantastic. And I'm sure there'll be great guests. And how about you, Drew? What are the plans?
Well, we've decided to go without a turkey this year. I don't know how controversial that is. Last year, we deep fried a turkey, and it took about 19 hours. My brother and I were out there in the garage. We just about burned the whole neighborhood down. And it cost $9 million in peanut oil.
Right.
So we're just doing chicken, shrimp, and fish. I mean, that's kind of
It's kind of delicious.
But, it'll taste good. It's not very traditional.
Crowd pleasers.
Yeah, so, and we'll have family in town from Atlanta.
Okay.
So it'll be a packed house, you know.
Well, just Deborah Fine is a motivational speaker and author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. She has some icebreakers and conversation starters for the holiday gatherings. For instance, these are some of her suggestions. Bring me up to date with your business, Cousin Earl. I mean, that's just kind of an open-ended question, right?
Nice.
It's been a while. I have these in front of you as well, Susan, if you want to join in.
Oh, okay. Grandma, tell me about your favorite holiday tradition.
There you go. That's a possible.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Here's another one you might want to try, Drew, at the family gathering with the person from Atlanta. What's your connection to the host or hostess? But maybe you know. Another one, what do you enjoy most about this time of the year? Open-ended, right?
Right.
So,
Aaron Rodgers. Watching him carve up my defense a turkey right there.
It's a usual part of Detroit Thanksgiving as the Lions play the early game.
I know. It's the most painful part of Thanksgiving.
I don't think so. I like the Lions. First of all, they don't quit. They show up every Sunday, and they know people are giving them grief, but they show up, and I love that. And there's a huge lesson there for all of us. You just go and do your best and do your job, and I love the Lions for that.
They may bring in Susan for the motivational talk. It's Detroit.
It's beautiful, Susan.
Chicago's a beatable team on Thursday, Drew.
Yeah, I just don't know if it matters at this point. I mean, every team has looked terrible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The one team kicked a 98-yard field goal. The guy was in the bleachers of the stadium, you know. Just,
that was painful.
I don't know. I don't know that it matters. They might be cursed. They got that curse.
I want to know, what's your favorite pie?
Coconut cream pie.
Really?
That sounds good.
Do you get it on Thanksgiving or not?
Award-winning. Yeah, my wife makes an award-winning pie.
Really?
From Indiana. The award's from Indiana, so you know it's good.
Fantastic.
That's pie country, bro. I like it.
That is. All right.
Next Monday, it'll be on the heels of Chicago-Detroit. That'll be long forgotten. I would remind you, it's Ohio State and Michigan on Saturday. We'll talk again on Monday, Drew.
What a week.
Bye-bye. Weekend recap, WWIB for Mark Halverson. Busy time from Friday through Sunday, starting even before doing girls' high school basketball Friday. Privileged to my favorite college professor by far, Henry Lippold, passed away a few years ago, and his legacy lives on as the money was raised to dedicate the new broadcast journalism suite after him, the Henry Lippold Center. And so that's exciting at Hibbard. They had a wonderful tribute and a great piece done by Judy Clark, one of his great students at WEAU. So check that from Thursday. In the meantime, Saturday, calling bingo at the Eagles Club, raising money for the show choir at Eau Claire North High School, and Sunday off to Stanley, Faith Free Evangelical Free Church, Pastor Matt Miklos and company, again, talking about Teamwork Africa. So that's kind of the weekend.
I just am curious about the bingo. You know, like, yeah. I see it being called. They go, number 8, get uh-huh. your skates. Like, did you do lots of rhymes like that?
I didn't do that, actually. That's okay. Interesting. No, but they wanted to make sure it's like, there's a whole system at the Eagles Club. It's an amazing piece of equipment. But basically, yeah, it comes up kind of like the NBA draft lottery,
ooh,
Caleb.
Cool.
And these ping pong balls appear. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And teamed up with Michael Strubel, who turns out to be the sales manager at WEAU as well. So he did a great job as the MC. So
cool.
They raised, I don't know, $12,000 to $15,000 is what they'd done the previous two times.
So. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we had, thanks to my sister Heidi, we had tickets to go see my niece Lydia. She has a theater company, and she did this show called Huffs, which is sort of a satire comedy. And of course, I said, okay, you guys, since we don't have time for dinner, I'll make like a tailgate, a moving tailgate. So we'll eat it while we're in the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
So knowing me, of course, I'm like, oh, and I should get Heidi, I should make her a little thank you gift. My little thank you gift took so much time for me to make this tiny little chocolate all-involved thing that Catherine, it's 5 minutes before leaving, Catherine's like, am I supposed to make this feast or what? So thankfully, my adult children slapped together some sandwiches.
It's like the baking shows when it's like, I'm trying to finish the piping, and it's still,
leave me alone, I need the gold sending sugar. So thank goodness I had people that were making peanut butter and jelly so much for my movable feast. Anyway, but it was a super fun time.
I have to say, first for my weekend, Mark reminds me when he was talking about UW Eau Claire, how could I bury the lead in sports? Congratulations, UW Eau Claire women's volleyball national champions.
Hello.
There you go.
My goodness, how in the world did I miss that? Talking about Aaron Rodgers' turf toe. Congratulations, ladies. You were fantastic.
You thought you were going to cry. That's why.
Right?
You were so excited.
And I guess maybe the highlight or low light of my weekend, this is the second home we've ever owned, and both homes have rubber roofing on the garage. And if I ever build a home, I'm not going to have rubber roofing on it. And so my wife had informed me there were some leaks up there, and so I purchased some expensive product to try to... this is why I don't do things myself. But I went up there and was trying to scrabble all around the roof and get the leak sealed. And what I realized is Caleb is deathly afraid of heights.
Oh, me
too. And when you have a 6-foot ladder and you can barely heave yourself grabbing onto the shingles on another protrusion from the roof and getting up there, like, I can get myself onto the roof. It was tough, but I got myself out of the roof. Getting down when there's gutters in the way and you can't see the ladder, I was terrified.
Wow.
I really thought I was going to fall down.
You
and my wife,
thing.
Was like, my wife was like, just put your feet down. I was like, no, I can't see the ladder. It was an exercise, a marriage trust exercise.
You're super
because
brave.
I thought I was going to fall and snap my leg in the ladder. I was like, that's going to be a great way to start Thanksgiving week. So there you go.
That reminds me weekend. During a remodel when Grace was about Nora's age, maybe a little older. We had a painter way up high in a skylight. Grace comes up to him and says, come down from there. That's dangerous, because she's not supposed to. And then he ignored her and kept painting, and she starts shaking the lead.
Oh,
come
my.
Down from there. And they still talk about it to this day, the time that his life flashes before his eyes. Let's all stay off of ladders, especially
around Grace.
Yeah, so
if you need to volunteer for something, I either need higher ladders or more courage. So the other.
WIB Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. There's a lot of tough news out in the world. We know that. But, hey, we try to put a smile on your face here in this holiday week. So let's have at it. My first one. Did you guys know that milk is the fastest moving liquid?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's pasteurized before you see it.
I get it. Pastors.
I like that.
That's so funny. You guys, I cannot believe I just got fired from this job as an M&M inspector.
Really?
Yeah. I was throwing out all the W's. Get it?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm
sorry. Make us laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. According to a recent survey, very interesting. According to a recent survey, 98% of people responded with, please stop calling here.
One of those.
I know it. Hey, a Christian guy named Bill saw an ad online for a Christian horse, so he went to check it out. The horse's owner said it's easy to ride him. Just say praise the Lord to make him go and amen to make him stop. So Bill got on the horse and said praise the Lord. Sure enough, the horse started to walk. Praise the Lord, he said again, and the horse began to trot. Praise the Lord, he yelled, and the horse broke into a gallop. Bill was so enjoying his ride that he almost didn't notice the cliff that he and the horse were about to go over. Bill shouted, amen, at the top of his lungs, and the horse stopped right at the edge of the cliff. Relieved, Bill said, phew, praise the Lord.
Oh, no. R.I.P.,
Bill. It was the right response, Bill.
What sounds like a sneeze and is made of leather?
A baseball glove.
A shoe. A shoe.
Oh, okay. Just in time for Thanksgiving dinner table conversations. How about this? What do you get when you ask a politician to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Nothing.
Three different answers.
Okay. I get it, the truth.
Very good. No, I like it. Hey, finally for me, over the weekend I called the tinnitus hotline, but it just kept ringing.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
A gummy bear.
Oh, yeah.
All right, trying to make you at least crack a smile here on the WIB Wake Up Show. A truck, maybe you guys didn't hear about this over the weekend, but a truck containing Vicks VapoRub overturned on the highway over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Amazingly, there was no congestion for over 8 hours.
All right. You guys need to take it on the road. You're hilarious.
17 minutes past 8 o'clock, a chilly 18 degrees, but we're warming things up because we're talking about July and OneFest 2022, and we have an artist announcement pending from the OneFest board. Roxanne Pockner is here. Roxanne, welcome in here to WWIB. We're so excited to have you, and man, we had a great time at OneFest this summer.
Yeah, thanks. It was great to have you there. It was a wonderful festival.
And again, at that festival, you already announced that Matthew West is one of the great headliners that you are bringing in for OneFest 2022. We'll have another artist announcement in a minute here. But again, to folks who aren't familiar with OneFest, talk about maybe how this came to be. Again, you guys are a nonprofit. This isn't a huge money-making endeavor. This is, again, to serve the King and to bring him glory with everything that you do.
Okay, you got to ask me that question again because Mark just walked in and totally threw me off. What?
So
it's like a celebrity walked in the room.
How did
right?
OneFest come to be? Because you've been part of this wonderful nonprofit organization since the beginning.
Almost the beginning. Yep. Well, our director and founder Heather Fleshinsky just thought we should have a Christian music festival. We've got rock festivals and jazz festivals and and country fests and all that stuff. So. But we wanted to be able to have a music festival where we could praise God and glorify Him instead of glorifying sin, which some music does. So we wanted to be able to just have a festival. She got it started and got it rolling. We got sponsors, which is really one of the keys to making it happen.
Yeah.
Because we're a nonprofit, all volunteer run. And want to keep the prices low so families can afford to come out. And one of the things that I love about OneFest is that it's not just one genre of music. You know, we've got country, we've got hip hop, rap, rock, pop. You know, you name it, and it's all
something for everyone, really.
Yeah,
why it is a family festival, not only family friendly with content, but also with styles. Because again, maybe you have teenagers, maybe you have youngsters, maybe you're on one side of seniors. You know what?
Well,
everybody's welcome.
So there's some music for everybody that loves music, which is everybody, right?
Yeah, right.
And it was my first year at OneFest. I'm sorry to say, I was struck by this is one of those rare events where every denomination, every different church was there. As soon as the gates opened, who comes but these Christian bikers wanting their temporary tattoos from WWIB? And I thought, if this isn't a little piece of heaven, I don't know what is. I mean, you saw kids and just the whole gamut of life, and they're all there because they love God.
Right. And that's our, you know, one song, one voice, one God. Everybody that believes and follows the triune God of the Bible, that's what it's about. That's mm-hmm. who we're worshiping. That's the festival we're throwing. I think of it as like the 21st century version of the festivals back from Bible times. You know, we got our gatekeepers and we got our...
Yeah, I like it.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have our many denominations, but we're all there worshiping one God, and that's what it's about.
So already back in July, the headliner for 2022 is announced, Matthew West. But here this morning, you have more news for us.
Yes, we have another artist that we're excited to sign and wanting to let people know about that.
Are you ready? All right, let's do this with a drum roll. Okay. All right. The next OneFest artist is...
Mac Powell.
How about
the real
that?
Mac Powell?
The real, the one and only. We're bringing Mac Powell to Chippewa Falls to sing for us.
The longtime lead singer of Third Day.
The distinctive voice of Third Day. Uh-huh. That is a huge thing.
A huge get.
Yeah, we're excited.
So Mac Powell, Matthew West, the first two artists announced, and also you're here to announce as well, Roxanne, that there's a deal coming up Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. And again, for those who just missed, OneFest is end of July. What are the dates again, and what's the deal that folks can take advantage of Thursday through Cyber Monday?
The dates for 2022 are July 29th through the 31st. And the deal that we're doing right now as a special for Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday is if you buy four or more tickets, they are $40 per ticket. That's the adult.
Wow.
Price. Really? So
that's a good deal.
That's a significant,
And that's a perfect Christmas present.
Isn't it? Yeah.
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 Putting that in context, if you waited until, if somebody was a procrastinator and they waited until like next July to buy tickets,
It'll be twice that.
Yeah. So a huge savings.
Yeah. So again, $40, and it's a group of four or more.
Yep.
Four or more. So Thursday through Monday, go to onefest.com, onefest.com to get your tickets Thursday through Monday, $40 a pop. Roxanne, great to have you join us here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning, and we're looking forward to partnering with another great year of OneFest.
Thanks. We're glad to have you. I'm glad to be here.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
A lot of people are going to be traveling on Wednesday.
They are going to be traveling.
They call it the busiest travel day of the year, don't they?
I believe it.
Watch out for deer. Hopefully the hunters cleared the herd a lot.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, you guys, it still behooves you to have a backup map or my favorite thing my phone says is proceed to the route. Proceed to the route. I'm like, I'm on the route. Well, I couldn't help but highlight this article when I came across it. The difference between streets, boulevards, avenues, roads.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
Sure.
Because maybe that'll give us a little hint as we're trying to find
Grandma's house. Yeah, in case your GPS dies on the way to Grandma's house, this may help you.
I'm going to start with a road.
Uh-huh.
A road can be anything that connects two points. It is the most basic of naming conventions.
There you go, on a road.
Okay.
Right.
A way, I think of a show back in the day. The Waltons was successful in the 70s. They tried to come up with Apple's Way. It was nowhere near as successful. Anyhow, it's a way is a small side street off a road.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes like in Green Bay, Holmgren Way, things like that
when they're naming
something. Sure.
It's like you meander up. I mean, yes, it's not going to get you anywhere else. You're just along the way.
So we've gone through a road and a way. What's a street? Well, a street is a public way that has buildings on both sides of it. They run perpendicular to avenues.
Okay. An avenue is also a public way. I think they mean public thoroughfare because a way. Okay. Public way that has buildings or trees on either side of it. They run perpendicular to streets. That's a game changer.
I thought you just named things what you wanted to name them. I had no idea there were rules.
It's like, avenue? No. Go find something perpendicular to that. It's a street.
From 8 to 18, I lived on Alice Street, which was on Milwaukee Avenue. So there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
But how about
a boulevard is a very wide city street that has trees and vegetation on both sides of it. There's also usually a median in the middle of boulevards.
That's right. That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. I love boulevards, actually. Mm-hmm. I think they're wonderful.
Yeah.
A few more here in the WIB Wake Up Show. A lane is a narrow road often found in a rural area, basically the opposite of a boulevard. Lanes, you have your place too, like, but I'm a Boulevard guy myself. Yeah.
An old wagon trail. And then Drive. That sounds fancy, like Lake Drive.
Rodeo Drive.
Right.
Sure.
A long winding road that has its route shaped by its environment, like a nearby lake or mountain.
I actually find this fascinating.
Like Lake Drive. I know.
I didn't read it before we started, and this is great.
It draws you in more and more. How about a terrace? A terrace is a street that follows the top of a slope.
Nice.
And a place. So again, roads, ways, streets, avenues, boulevards, etc. Something it said whatever place. That is a road or street that has no throughway or leads to a dead end. So again, if you're getting lost and you see something that's like such and such place, maybe don't go down that.
Don't
it's probably
go down
not going to get, unless you know their address.
Yeah, unless you're planning to pull the car over and get out and like bang your head on the hood for a while.
Yes.
Okay, finally on the WIB Wake Up Show, a court. A court is a road or street that ends in a circle or loop.
Not with the Queen's swans.
I thought a court was where you played basketball.
No. You could, because it's not a thoroughway.
Or you held a trial.
It's called, yes, cul-de-sac. That's where you, the courts are, like Collins Court ends in a cul-de-sac. So there you go. I mean, I hope your GPS works. I hope Siri's good to you.
But if it doesn't, at least for those long car rides, we've given you some conversation topics.
There you go.